Become part of our community to build your social media habits with workouts. Increase your brand's presence and engagement. Go to wedosocialmedia.co.uk to register for 2 free social media workouts every Wednesday, 10:30 a.m. Facebook and 11:30 a.m. LinkedIn.
The Business Bunker Extra Show with Paul Andrews.
This is Paul Andrews reporting for the Business Bunker Extra Show. I have 2 young ladies with me. I've got Leslie Wilde and Alana McKenzie. Hello, ladies.
Hi, Paul. How are you doing?
Hello.
I'm good, thank you. Now, first off, just tell us a little bit. Let's start with Leslie. Leslie, just tell us a little bit about you.
Paul, I'm the assistant manager here at the Ashford branch, and I've been here for about 2.5 years and loving it.
Fantastic. So this is Kent Space, which is where our studios are based. And these folks are the people we deal with every day while we're coming here. And they've never been on the show before. How remiss of me is that? That's terrible, isn't it? Because they're lovely. They're absolutely lovely. And they look after us and they take care of us and they do all kinds of things. But we've got someone new as well. We've got Alana. Hello, Alana.
Hiya. Yeah, I started about 2 months ago and I'm really, really loving it here. Yeah, it's great. The team's fantastic and we've all fit in really well together.
It's a lovely place, isn't it? And the folks, not just the people that work for Kent Space here, who are all lovely, but the tenants, most of the tenants are pretty well behaved as well.
Yeah, it's a really good vibe, actually. I think we've got great tenants and a great team. We all work really well together.
Yeah, absolutely. Where were you before?
I was doing carpet cleaning machines for a company in Sittingbourne called Ashby's Cleaning Equipment. Yes, but I was working with my partner, so...
I've been there. I feel for you, Alana, and I understand fully. Now then, one of the reasons we've got these young ladies here to talk to us, apart from the fact they're really lovely and fun, is that Leslie's doing some really important work promoting a charity... and I keep getting this wrong. It's the Pilgrim's Hospice in Ashford. And Leslie is trying to wheedle some money out of me, right? It's what she's trying to do. And I said I would only do that if she did an interview on the radio. So, which she's lovingly agreed to do. So, why don't you tell us a little bit about Pilgrim's Hospice Ashford?
Paul, I actually just want to start off by saying that every year Kent Space Ashford chooses charities to support over the Christmas period. Last year we did the Ashford Food Bank and we did a baby toiletries collection for the Bloomers Trust. This year we have chosen to support the Ashford Pilgrims Hospice. And it's something close to our hearts. As you know, we lost a close friend and one of our directors, Sue McGowan, this year to breast cancer.
Yeah, that was so sad to lose Sue. And it's unexpected as well. It happened so quickly.
Absolutely. And it's a big part of our business that we feel her. We feel that she's not here anymore. So it's something we decided to support this year. Yeah. I've been in contact with the hospice in Ashford and they've decided that we do a collection of treats. This is for the patients in their hospice as well as the staff. Everybody at this time of the year should feel loved and appreciated. So we're trying to do our part for them. We're asking for the support of everybody that knew Sue, as well as our tenants, friends and our business partners to pop in at the office. We have a collection box under our Christmas tree. What we're looking to collect this year is just really sweet treats. So it's boxes of chocolates or cookies or any Christmas special treats that you can think of.
Hold on a minute. So we're gonna be collecting treats downstairs around the Christmas tree of chocolates and sweeties and stuff like that. And then I've got to walk past it with my partner going, you need to lose weight. You need to stop eating stuff. And I'm going to go, but every time I go to the studio, they've got more chocolate.
Well, Paul, I'm going to be guarding the boxes, so I think we're pretty safe that you won't be taking anything.
you're not going to let me near it, are you?
Absolutely not. So, seriously,
you're going to have the tree with all these treats on it. What's going to happen to the treats eventually?
The treats, well, what we've decided to do is we'll do the collections up until the 22nd of December. Yes. Then we'll be taking it over to the hospice where they'll then give it out to the patients as well as their staff.
What I've left.
No, Paul, you're not having any. I know it's been a tough 18 months for everybody, yeah. Some more than others. So we just want to bring a little bit of Christmas magic to those that are really in need.
Absolutely. What a fantastic thing to do. And it's so nice. As you say, you know, we've all had a tough time. You guys were brilliant during the lockdown. You halved our rent because half of us couldn't get in anyway. And, you know, you really looked after us while we were away or working at home and stuff like that. So we have had a tough year, everybody. But, of course, it doesn't – not only does it stop the need for charities like Pilgrims Hospice to raise funds, they've probably suffered, like everybody, a lack of funds. I run two charities, local charities myself, and both of my charities suffered dreadfully in the lockdown because we just couldn't do our normal fundraising. So we hemorrhaged money, which was nasty. So all power to what you're doing. So the kind of donations that you're looking for are sweets and treats.
That's
and
bottles
of wine, bottles of vodka, bottles of champagne.
I think that's going to go down well. I don't think the alcohol is not what we're asking, but I know the hospice has also been under, you know, lockdown, and they've limited access to family and friends. That's by special appointment. So I think they as well, the patients have gone through a hard time, and just to get something extra nice at the end of the day for Christmas would be a real treat for them.
Absolutely, yeah. Funnily enough, my old mum, as you know, Leslie, because we've had loads of conversations about it, my old mum's been in hospital, and that was a nightmare. You couldn't visit, the main hospital you could, the recuperation hospital, they wouldn't let you in. It was ridiculous. You're only allowed to visit once every 3 years or something stupid. maybe not that far, but you know what I mean. If people want to contribute to this in some way, what's the best way to do that?
The best way would be just to really, the next time you're out in your Tesco shop or your Marks and Spencer shop, is just to buy a little box of chocolate, something really pretty, maybe some biscuits. Pop in at the reception office. We have a nice wrapped box under our beautiful Christmas tree, and you're just welcome to pop it in there for us.
Yeah. So if you're not a tenant, a resident, or a guest here in the Kent Space building, and you'd like to contribute, you know, if you're a local Ashford person and you just want to contribute, we're in Wootton Road, Kent Space. Just pop into reception, leave five huge crates of Mars bars, a lot of Thornton's chocolates, and what's that other one? Oh, Lindt. I like a Lindt chocolate as well. Yeah. Ferrero Rocher.
That's my favourite, yeah.
Okay, well, Ferrero Rocher, bring them all in, put them in reception, they will put them around the tree, and then they will go to the Pilgrims Hospice in Ashford. Cool. Good. I like it. And I'll try not to eat any of it.
Thank you for this opportunity, Paul. And we really ask and call on the support of the people that know us, and especially those that knew Sue, to support us this year. Thank you.
Absolutely. And as you guys keep us in biscuits, it's the least we can do. it's been fantastic talking to you about it. And as you say, you do these fundraisers. You pick a charity each year that you support, and normally a local charity. And I just want to say something about that. As I said, I run two charities, the Kent Deaf Children's Society and Kenwood Trust, which is a residential charity for people with drink and drug addictions. And as local charities, we struggle in the face of the big corporate charities. Big corporate charities raise millions of pounds every year. We struggle to raise hundreds, and we need thousands. So I know exactly what it's like. And Pilgrims Hospice is a local charity that does fantastic work, so it's a good choice. You have picked other local charities in the past and supported them, so fair play to you. Fantastic. Just talking about Kent Space briefly, we're in Kent Space Ashford. You've also got Kent Space Chatham and Kent Space Ebbsfleet, is that right? Okay. You've got three locations. And just, Alana, just give us a quick overview of what Kent Space is. Yeah, go on. You know, just, because it's not just office space, is it? You do storage as well.
Yeah, so we do office spaces of all different sizes. We also offer co-working for people that are just looking to rent desks rather than a full office. We do storage, which is a big part of what we do, again, in all different sizes. We're 24-hour access and really secure. We've obviously got a wonderful receptionist and team on reception.
Yeah, absolutely. And funnily enough... As you say, you offer easy access office space. I guess that's the best way to put it. For those that don't understand, what Kent Space do is they've got lovely office units here, all different sizes, and you can rent them on a 3-month rolling contract, basically. Yeah, I just signed my new one. Did she give it to you, by the way? Yeah. So basically, it's easy terms. You don't have to commit to a long lease. You can upsize, downsize, right size, left size, move about, do the hokey cokey. You can do all kinds of things. And one of the beauties of that is there's now an even bigger demand post-lockdown than there was pre-lockdown, because a lot of people got trapped in their offices during lockdown. When everybody worked from home, they had expensive offices on long-term leases that they couldn't get shot of. The beauty of working here is you're not committed over a long term. If you need to leave, you can, yeah, at no great cost. Or if you need to expand quickly, you can. Or, you know, God forbid, if you needed to downsize, you can. So that's one of the massive beauties of this. But you've now started co-working here as well, which is interesting. How are you finding that so far?
It's been really popular here, actually. I think it goes down really well. Yeah, they're 9 to 6 are co-working, but we've had no issues with that, and they're just growing and growing.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Co-working's a big thing. I don't know if you know, I actually own a co-working space in Canterbury, and I have done for 12 years, so I get that entirely, and what you're doing is brilliant. The co-working space actually is just opposite our studio almost, and there's always a nice healthy smattering of people in there working away. But you also offer storage facilities, yeah, which fascinates me because it's not an area I've ever used or know much about. I mean, what kind of things do people store?
Gosh, Paul, everything from household goods to garden furniture to motorbikes. Some are really relevant, some aren't so relevant. But yeah, there's such a huge variety of things that people store. And we've really seen through the pandemic when people have been at home and kind of clearing out lofts and making space or building onto their houses. So yeah, we've really gained or benefited from that.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to say this, and I actually know the answer to this anyway, but I need to say this. There used to be, I don't know if it's still on, a program on TV called Storage Wars. Yeah, yeah, you both laugh, which was obviously set in the US. So I think there was a Canadian version as well. But of course, and what happened there was storage lockers that people had stored stuff in and then ceased to pay for. And after a period of time, they were allowed to auction the contents. Yeah, and people bid at auction not knowing what was in the storage lockers, and sometimes there was valuable stuff and sometimes wasn't. Now, I happen to know that's not legal in this country. That's right, isn't it?
No, it's absolutely not legal. I also got excited the first time I walked in here and thought, oh my God, it's like Storage Wars. But no, we're not allowed to do that at all. And thank goodness, really, we've had really no problems with regards that. We've had one or two clients, but that's not on, on the whole. We don't have that problem where we have to auction off or to get rid of stuff. Yeah.
So it's interesting, isn't it? And I'm just fascinated by the whole thing, you know, because I can imagine if you moved house and you weren't ready to move into a new house, you could put the contents of your house in storage for, you know, that's where I'm fairly familiar with the concept of storing stuff, where you go, right, well, I need to put my furniture in storage for a month until I can move in or something. But do people put stuff in storage and then leave it there for long term?
Oh, absolutely, Paul. And we've seen over the pandemic, especially where people have sold properties and then not bought new properties, yeah, but gone into rental. So the rental properties are smaller than the houses they've moved out of. Yeah. So a lot of their stuff has gone into storage and kind of remains there because they've not had a chance to move out into a new property. So,
right. So, what's the smallest kind of locker I can, you know, I mean, I'm trying to think through what I want to store. Yeah, I don't suppose you'd look after my dog. No, 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 that wouldn't work, would it? Goldfish? No, no, no. So what's the smallest kind of space? You know, if I came to you and said, I've got this box and I just want to put it in storage, can you do that?
Yeah, well, we've got our smaller storage units are 10 square foot. Right. Which is a meter by meter unit. So we do anything up that up until the 200 square foot unit.
Right, okay. Okay, cool. Good. And then you have access, as the storer, I have access to it whenever I want. I have a key or something.
It's a 24-hour access. You're given a 6-digit code, which is a secure and unique to yourself, that allows you access to the premises, to the building, And all our units are inside, protected from the elements. They're all alarmed. We have state-of-the-art CCTV throughout the building. So it's a very secure place to store your goods.
Yeah, and there's lots of parking and space here to back up a lorry to load and unload your stuff and what have you. Leslie, Alana, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you on the Business Bunker Show. We wish you enormous success with your fundraising for the Pilgrims Hospice in Ashford. It's a fantastic charity. Please, everyone, do support it. That's an order. I want you down here with your boxes of chocolates and your Ferrero Rocher. And if you're bringing Ferrero Rocher, what you have to do is bring three boxes. One for Leslie, one for Alana, and one for the Pilgrims Hospice, okay? That's an order. Ladies, thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your day, and thank you for joining us on the radio.
Thank you very much, Paul. We really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. It's been a really great experience.
Become part of our community to build your social media habits with workouts. Increase your brand's presence and engagement. Go to wedosocialmedia.co.uk to register for 2 free social media workouts every Wednesday, 10:30 a.m. Facebook and 11:30 a.m. LinkedIn.
The Business Bunker Extra Show with Paul Andrews.
Grow your business with Kent's Best Business Events. Visit bestbusinessevents.co.uk.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Lock Associates Group. Let us look after all your people needs so you can focus on growing your business. No long-term tie-ins, just responsive, commercially-minded support. Find us at lochassociates.co.uk.
Become part of our community to build your social media habits with workouts. Increase your brand's presence and engagement. Go to wedosocialmedia.co.uk to register for 2 free social media workouts every Wednesday, 10:30 a.m. Facebook and 11:30 a.m. LinkedIn.
This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.